Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's Jeannie. And today I'm tweeting for my damn self because all of y'all look unfamiliar. Why do y'all look unfamiliar? Well, let's just say, I know I have been checking for Teyana Taylor since Google Me Baby dropped in 2008, since she was a rapper, since she was a model, since she was an actress, since she was a singer. Basically, Teyana has enough slashes to be the killer in a Scream reboot, and I was just wondering which one was gonna pop off because I was digging her like that. I thought she was dope, but a bunch of y'all didn't really see it for her until the VMAs last night when that video dropped. And now all of a sudden, everybody's Team Teyana Taylor. That's fine, but I want you to remember your roots. I want you to remember a couple of years ago, you wasn't so crazy about her. You wasn't feeling her album. You didn't think she was cute. For whatever reason, you didn't see it for her, and that's fine. But remember your roots. That's all I'm saying, because I see you. I see you. Welcome to Team Teyana Taylor. Can we talk about these awards? I didn't even want to watch the VMAs. I watched the VMAs because I knew that y'all were going to go up in the tweets. Before the show even started, everyone was watching the pre-show and the red carpet. So I knew it was going to be regular Black Twitter family television, and we were going to have to watch this as a family and tweet through it together. So, I mean, what was I gonna do? I had to watch. I didn't wanna miss the memes, the jokes that fly. Y'all really make award shows worth watching. That being said, what was MTV doing? I feel like last year, MTV got caught in that VMA So White hashtag, the same way the Oscars got caught in it. And they said, oh no, we're not gonna let this happen again. Next year, we're gonna be blacker. But instead of having more black artists, they decided to just have more black people, like, there. I don't even know, like, why. It was just, what were they doing there? They had Key and Peele, who I guess was supposed to be hosting, but they weren't funny. They were really kind of awkward. Then they had that other woman who, I don't even remember what her name was. I don't know where she was from. I don't even remember everything she said. I just remember she was loud, and it was just a lot, wasn't it? It was just so much going on, and I'm like, they couldn't just do like BET and get MC Light. So they had all these black people to kind of buffer and make up for the fact that they just had the same black artists that they always have all the time, which, you know, I can't completely blame MTV for this, because I feel like with the music industry consolidated the way it is, there's like a handful of black artists and then there's everybody else. And I was kind of getting into this on my timeline as we were watching the show, because I feel like I miss the days of options. I miss the days of diversity, not in the sense of skin color, even though that was a big part of it, but in the sense of having a variety, having a plethora of artists to choose from amongst various genres. You take the 70s, you take the 80s, the 90s, even the early aughts. There were so many black artists doing different things with different styles who were professional, who like really knew their craft, that you couldn't have a bad award show. I mean, you could have an award show that maybe you didn't care for. Maybe you didn't care about any of these artists. But every artist that got on that stage was going to give you a solid 8 count if they were going to dance. and they were going to give you all their lyrics, okay? Because award shows are clearly a promotional tool. So when you get up there, you got your 15 seconds to do your bit and get off stage. And you had national attention? Come on. This is their chance to give you all they got and leave it on the stage. And that's what we used to get before now. Now it's like, who do we have in this industry? We have Beyonce, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Usher, Jay-Z, Kanye, and I'm probably forgetting someone, but I mean, two handfuls of people, if that, to get the same awards over and over and over again. And if one of them feels like they don't want to show up for the award show that day, it's pretty much that whole category of black music that's unrepresented. I mean, think about it. If the award is for rapping and for women, Nicki Minaj is gonna get it. Who else is gonna get it? There's not even a contender. I mean, technically there are contenders, but the music industry isn't promoting them. I mean, look, Remy Ma is on what's arguably one of the hottest songs of the summer. Was she even on the pre-show stage? Mind you, if you ask me, Remy Ma should have been on the main stage considering she was on one of the hottest songs of the summer. And yet, nowhere to be found. It seems like ever since the music industry went through that whole crisis and consolidated and went from a bunch of record labels to like five, it's been Highlander for black artists. Like, there can only be one. And then we wind up with stuff like only having Beyonce and then everyone else. I mean, could you imagine throwing Beyonce in the 90s? She's clearly influenced by her peers. So I feel like her game would have been stepped up even more because her competition would have been that much fierce. Beyonce doesn't even have competition right now. Like, what competition, bruh? Bey showed up to the VMAs and basically gave us a Lemonade concert. We basically just watched the Formation World Tour remix. Meanwhile, it was Rihanna's night, and Rihanna, like, she just doesn't have the range. And it's not Rihanna's fault that she can't give us a solid 8 count and some good vocals. I mean, it is what it is. She's in her lane. She does what she does. But the music industry doesn't want to take a chance on any other black woman artists who might raise the bar, who can get on stage and give us a performance and not be winded halfway through their first line. Like, come on. I just wish we had more options. We could have so many more artists who have a high standard for themselves as far as performing, as far as putting out their art, as far as their work ethic, just as far as their product that they give to us, the audience. And our options wouldn't be Beyonce, Rihanna, and Taylor Swift. Anyway, that's how I feel about award shows and the music industry. It could be better, but they don't want to be better. Who would you have liked to see perform at the VMAs? Hit me up on Twitter, @GMBTShow, or reply in the comments, let me know. By the way, did you get the newsletter this weekend? Was it popping or was it popping? I hope you have a great Monday. Let's start this week off right. Good morning, Black Twitter.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.